The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg. And our guests this morning are from Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. And super happy to have in the house. We had these guests last week and they were amazing. So I'm anxious to hear more about Ochsner Novant Health. Dawn Dorman is here. She's the community relations specialist. And Sarah K. Hubbard, who is a social worker with the organization. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
To Pep Talk. So happy to have you. This is the time of year to be talking about this subject because obviously we're in open enrollment now and a lot of folks are thinking about switching doctors. What am I going to do? What plans do I want? So first of all, tell me a little bit about Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus here in Pensacola.
So we are so excited to be here in the Pensacola area. We currently have one location up on 9 Mile. That's 1095 East 9 Mile Road. And then we have a second location that's actually opening up January 2025, and that is in the Bellevue area. That is at 5998 Mobile Highway. And, you know, we're designed specifically for the unique needs of the older adults in our community. So everything from the color of the walls, the flooring, the lighting, the handrails along the walls, specifically for that senior population. And everything, all of the unique care offerings, they all center around our patients who are 65 and older at our clinic. And then a big part of Ochsner's Health is our commitment to the patients. It's bringing care close to home, which is incredibly important to our senior population, especially the ones that, you know, maybe don't have transportation. And we'll talk a little bit about transportation coordination that we offer. And then, you know, we offer customized primary care, social and wellness offerings all in one location. We've got a fitness center, we've got a community room, and we'll get into that just a little bit more. And then, of course, you know, we're driven by a strong vision, and that vision is to empower older adults in our community to live happy, healthy, fulfilling, independent lives.
That sounds wonderful, and I'm right up there.
Come see us.
Well, I think from what you talked about last week, too, is that you are so good with comprehensive services. Mm-hmm. It's not just a one and done, come in, we're going to check off the list and go on.
Right.
From what you told me about last week, too, so we have to touch on some of the many services that you offer.
Absolutely, and we will do that. And in the meantime, I want to introduce Sarah Kay. She is our social worker, amazing at our staff, or in our part of our care team. And Sarah, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at our clinic?
Yes. So I am the clinical social worker at the clinic. I'm part of the care team that really helps facilitate the care for the patients. I focus on their mental health. So something that can easily be dismissed with our seniors is their mental health. And that's why they put a social worker in the clinic. So any patient that might be going through grief, depression, anxiety, even just trying to reach different health goals, that's what I'm there for.
Thank you. And we're going to talk a little bit about maybe answering some common questions about senior health care. And one of those is, can you explain the importance of routine checkups, how they contribute to early detection and management of age-related health issues?
Yes. So routine checkups are pivotal in maintaining health and well-being, particularly as we age. Regular medical examinations serve as a critical tool for the early detection of age-related health issues. This allows healthcare professionals to identify potential problems before they develop into to more serious conditions. By really catching health concerns early, we can initiate timely interventions that significantly enhance treatment outcomes and improve the quality of life for older adults. Following that, routine checkups also play an essential role in monitoring chronic conditions. Through consistent evaluation, healthcare providers can make informed decisions to optimize care, ensuring that each patient receives the most effective treatment. Routine checkups also just really empower the individuals by providing valuable insights into their health status. The proactive approach fosters a deeper understanding of personal health, encouraging informed lifestyle decisions, and contribute to long-term well-being. At Ochsner Novant 65 Plus, we've created a unique care model that is designed specifically for the health care of seniors. They're really the stars of the show at our clinic. So these plans, which include routine checkups and management of chronic diseases, are developed through a collaborative process involving the patient and a care team of healthcare professionals, nurses, social worker, which is me, MAs, medical assistants, LPNs. We recognize the importance of creating a strong relationship between patients and providers, and that's the heart of what we're doing through this program.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And then can you discuss the importance of community engagement and social connections in promoting healthier, happier aging adults? And I know as we talk through this one, you know, some of the things that you're going to touch on, maybe I'll interject because we've got so many of these things that we actually do, especially to combat social isolation. They're in our clinic, in our community room. So what are some things that you could just start out with?
I guess I'll start off first with one of the groups I'm going to be actually doing in December. It's called the Empowered Health Series. We're going to be addressing anxiety and depression during the holiday season. That's going to take place on December 11th. And then also on December 18th, we'll follow up on the Empowered Health Series, and that's going to be addressing the importance of self-care. And that one, we're going to do a hot chocolate bar. So it'll be really, really fun. Yes.
And maybe sign me up for that.
Yes.
Right. Maybe it'll be a little bit cooler by then, and we'll enjoy that
hot
chocolate.
I know.
Hopefully it'll be a little bit cold.
Perfect timing.
Yes. Absolutely. But yes, and, community engagement and social connections definitely play a crucial role in promoting healthier and happy aging. Staying socially connected helps combat the feelings of loneliness and depression. It enhances cognitive function, encourages physical activity. And speaking of physical activity, we do the groups on Tuesdays and Thursdays for our patients. That's an exercise group. Super fun. Gets you active. Gets you to know the doctors and the staff as well. Participating in community groups. Of course, we have our calendar that is welcome to the whole entire community, that you can come to any of those groups that you see on our monthly calendar. Volunteering is a great way to stay active as well, and maintaining regular contact with friends and family. We've created a variety of social activities designed specifically for seniors. A popular one, of course, is with you, Miss Dawn, the arts and crafts. That's right. A great one. It's a great way just to nourish your creative side, your mind and spirit. And then also just hosting regular social gatherings and educational seminars. That's something we do. Each activity is crafted with the intention of not only engaging our seniors, but fostering meaningful relationships. That's super important.
I feel like we have a lot of seniors who have made so many friends. Mm-hmm. They're inviting each other to go out on lunch dates, dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so heartfelt, so it makes your heart just fill with pride to see all of the wonderful things that our seniors are. They're just connecting with each other, and that's just amazing to me.
It's so important because of the social isolation that can happen once you leave your job and you've retired.
Yes.
Makes perfect sense. So what a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. It's just so rewarding to see the patients connect and really develop those friendships. So that's definitely one of my favorite parts about working at Ochsner Devant Health. But yes, these activities are there to help really avoid the feelings of loneliness and provide opportunities for people to find friendships and engage in fun activities. We also, speaking of exercise, we do the chair exercise class on Mondays now. That's a great way to start getting active, too, if you're looking for just kind of a way to start. The chair exercise is a great thing to do. So these just really bring a sense of joy and belonging among our patients and enhancing their overall quality of life.
Yes. So you mentioned, you know, working out on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And, you know, our doctors actually come out there into the open area and work out with our patients.
Oh,
and
I love
where
that.
Else do you see the doctors are forming those relationships with our patients?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
that is
great.
Just amazing. And then, of course, she mentioned our chair fitness class every Monday at 10 o'clock.
Oh, that sounds like fun. But I'm here, but I wish I could sneak over there. But
yes.
We're talking with Dawn Dorman, Community Relations Specialist, and Sarah K. Hubbard, who's a social worker with Ochsner Devant Health 65 Plus. I just wanted to, if you have some questions for them, if you'd like to give us a call, or you can text in at 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Okay, ladies.
All right. So, Sarah, so what role does nutrition play in senior health? And what dietary changes can significantly impact well-being in older adults?
Yes. So nutrition is a cornerstone for senior health. It's crucial for maintaining energy levels, supporting immune function, and maintaining chronic conditions. Seniors should focus on a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. Reducing sodium, sugar, and unhealthy fats can also significantly impact just overall well-being. And then lastly, just consulting with a nutritionist can help tailor dietary choices to individual health needs.
And so how can family members support seniors in maintaining their independence?
Yes, so this one is super important. Family members play a crucial role in helping seniors maintain their independence, and this can be supported both practically and emotionally. One of the key strategies is encouraging social activities. This can significantly enhance a senior's quality of life. Family members can facilitate this by providing transportation, just going to the events with seniors if there's anything they're interested in. Important aspects is also just assisting seniors with technology, taking advantage of that. Smartphones, tablets, computers, family members can open up a world of opportunities for communication and entertainment with technology that we easily have now. This might include setting up video calls with friends and family, teaching them how to use social media, or introducing them to online classes that align with their interest. And skills, these skills empower seniors to stay informed and connected, reducing the feelings of isolation and loneliness. So throughout all of these efforts, it's essential to respect the seniors' needs in that. Involve them in decision-making processes and listen to their preferences and concerns. By doing so, you honor their individuality and empower them to lead fulfilling lives on their terms. Balancing support with respect for their independence not only strengthens family bonds, but also enhances the overall well-being of seniors.
Thank you for that. And one of the things you mentioned is technology. So
yes.
Just to let everybody know, in November, the last week of November on Tuesday, we have a Tech Tuesday class. So we encourage bring in your smartphones,
you know,
or your laptop if you want to, mm-hmm. and we will help you go through some of those things to help mm-hmm. you stay connected, especially through the holidays with your loved ones.
Yes.
So that's the 26th at 10 a.m. if you want to come in and learn how to use all of those wonderful technology things. And
well, everything's changing all the time. And
yes.
This generation mm-hmm. grew up without computers at all, mm-hmm. basically self-taught. And then every year they come out with a new phone of some kind
yes.
with new apps. And it's very overwhelming.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure one of these days my girls are going to be like, Mom, come on, quit calling me for that.
Right.
Exactly. Yes. I know. I help my parents with stuff
all the time.
Of course. I don't feel so bad then. And, you know, we're talking a lot about all of these great things we do in our community room. And just to let mm-hmm. everybody know, whenever you walk into our clinic, you are going to see a fitness center. And
yes.
then straight over to the directly across from that, you're going to see that community room. Now, that community room is open to everybody in the community. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you can get connected in our community room. Our fitness center, that is for established patients. And like I said, we have an amazing facility. We encourage everyone to come in and just take a tour. So we'll jump back over here to you, Sarah Kay. Mm-hmm. Talk about how seniors can prevent falls. This is something else that's very important for our seniors.
Yes, absolutely. So preventing falls among seniors is a critical aspect of promoting their health and well-being. There are several practical strategies that seniors can implement to reduce the risk of falls. First is just making simple home modifications that can significantly enhance their safety. This includes installing grab bars in the bathroom, ensuring adequate lighting throughout the house, and this is a big one, removing tripping hazards such as loose rugs. Regular exercise is also a good way to just prevent falls from happening. And then at Ochsner Navant 65 Plus, we offer fall prevention classes in our community room. So that was something you were mentioning too, just with our calendar. We offer tons of things that would be great for just educational purposes. This has been a great benefit to our patients and has become very popular.
Yes, and that's taught by, he's actually a certified personal trainer for mm-hmm. the seniors. So he does an amazing job teaching that class. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to be able to bring that to our seniors. That class is always full. And so we encourage everyone to be on the lookout for that. And then, so what are some common misconceptions about senior health care? And how can we address these to help ensure there's a better understanding mm-hmm. of access to these types of services?
Yes. So some common misconceptions about senior health care include the belief that aging automatically leads to poor health or that there are limited options for care. These myths can be addressed by increasing awareness and education about the diverse and flexible healthcare services available to seniors. Encouraging open conversations between seniors, their families, and healthcare providers can also help debunk these myths, ensuring better understanding and access to essential services.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
So next, we'll talk a little bit about maybe some insurance.
Well, you know, now is the time. This is the open enrollment time for mm-hmm. Medicare. So what are some questions seniors may have about health care coverage, and what should they know about programs such as Medicare? I mean, this is a big question. We could probably spend a whole day on this
yes,
one.
Yes, we could. So we offer lunch and learns usually several times a month, if not several, then a few, a couple every month to invite seniors to come in and find out the benefits of these plans, figure out what is Medicare. We have several different Medicare 101 classes. Come in, just listen, make those informed decisions at Ochsner 65. Plus, we work with patients who are enrolled in Medicare Advantage programs. Seniors should know that in the initial enrollment period for these plans actually include 3 months prior to their 65th birthday, their birthday month, and then the 3 months after turning 65. So they have a really wide range of dates there to make those informed decisions. And then, of course, after that, seniors can enroll in or make changes to their plan during the annual enrollment period, which is currently, that's what we're in right now, October 15th through December 7th. And so as seniors consider their Medicare Advantage options, it's important to keep several questions in mind. And, you know, what is the coverage going to be like? Are their prescription drugs covered? It's always important when you're talking to your agent to make sure that you have a list of the medications that you take, because they're able to let you know what those costs are going to be throughout the year. What are the out-of-pocket costs, and will my plan cover me when I travel?
Oh, that's an important question.
It is.
So many seniors do travel.
They've got lots of snowbirds here in Florida.
No question about that. Yes, that's a very important question.
Yes.
Okay, so for adults over 65 who are interested in learning more or becoming a participant at Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus, where can they go for information? Where are you located? Let's give them all the information.
Okay,
again.
So we always encourage folks to come in and take a tour. We love giving tours at our clinic. So stop by 1095 East 9 Mile Road anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We would be happy to give you a tour. Our number is 850-558-4665. They can call that number to request to be on our mailing list. You will get this wonderful community room calendar. You'll find out all of the happenings when our location in Bellevue is opening up. You can visit ochsner.org/65plus Pensacola. And then, of course, I mentioned our Bellevue location. Our new location and opening up, it's set to open up January 2nd. That address is 5998 Mobile Highway. That's at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. That's in the same shopping center as Publix. So that's very conveniently located.
And the one that's on 9 Mile Road, what is that near? What are some landmarks?
It is right across the street from Presbyterian Church, catty corner from Everman's Grocery.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, okay. See, that helps.
Yes,
so now
absolutely.
Now I know where you are.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, our staff is so passionate about the services that we provide. We love to share more, you know, with anyone that's interested. Give us a call. Follow us on Facebook, Ochsner 65 Plus Florida. We're always putting up wonderful pictures of all of the things that we do. You get to meet our care team there. We currently have 4 doctors at our location right now. We've got Dr. Brochart, Dr. Bull, Dr. Gelmard, and Dr. Gupta, who is new to the Pensacola area. I will tell you, Dr. Gelmard, he is going to be transferring over to our Bellevue clinic when that opens up. And then we've got another doctor coming on board as well. And then, of course, circling back to the calendar, you can RSVP for all of our events at oshner.org/65universityevents.
So if I wanted to come in and find out more, or I would need to eventually change my primary doctor to one of the doctors that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So if I came in, how would that work? Can you sort of walk me through
sure,
the process?
Absolutely.
So I don't necessarily have to pay anything up front like that, but I can talk to you about what you offer and see what might be the right fit.
Yes. No charge for our services or anything we do other than the healthcare. Now, I can't say that part's free. But you can come to our community room and, you know, have all of the wonderful benefits of that. And then our gym, of course, is no additional cost. You walk in that door, you're going to be greeted by our two ladies at the front. And then we're going to take you on a tour. We're going to walk back, let you see the exam rooms, meet the care team in the back. We don't hold anything back. Mm-hmm. We offer labs at our clinic.
So that's convenient.
So you
that's
do not have to take a drive out anywhere.
That's such a pain.
Yes. Yeah. And just a few other things that we offer that we didn't really touch on a whole lot is we do offer transportation coordination. So if you live within 15 miles of either one of our clinics and you give us a call, you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you give us a call, you can't get to our clinic. Maybe your car broke down or you have a flat tire. You give us a call. We're going to come pick you up because we don't want there to be any distractions or any, I'm looking for the word, I can't think of it right now.
Impediments.
Yes, to get you in to be able to see that doctor. So you come see our doctor, we'll give you a ride back to the clinic, and then of course we offer same day appointments as well. You give us a call and you're not feeling well, we're going to work you in that same day.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And that's highly unusual in this
it
day
is,
and age
yes.
too. And some seniors now are very uncomfortable with driving. Mm-hmm. So to have that option is really a really great thing.
It has turned out to be an amazing thing. I love that Oshner has that to be able to give back to our community for the seniors who don't feel comfortable driving, or especially on a rainy day like today, just don't even want to try to get out in this mess. We'll be able to just pick them up, bring them in, take them home.
Okay, so we've got a couple minutes left, and it's the end of November and coming into December, so you do have an active calendar. You want to take a second, just go over some of the things, because someone can come try one of these things,
absolutely.
Right? If they wanted to see what things
are
like and get a tour and everything.
Yes, so we mentioned that we've got chair fitness every Monday at 10 a.m. Jessica, she's going to be officing out of our Bellevue clinic, and she teaches that class at our location here on 9 Mile. She's going to continue to teach that class.
Oh, good.
So no worries there. We've got a lunch and learn, like we talked about, the Medicare 101 December 3rd at 11 a.m. We just ask that you call in RSVP so we make sure we have enough lunch for everybody. We have got a wonderful holiday jingle bash, live entertainment with the Blue Anchor Bells.
I see that. That sounds like fun.
It is going to be so fun. We just ask too that you give us a call and RSVP for that. Sarah Kay mentioned her Empowered Health series. We've got Wild Birds Unlimited coming in to do a little fun talk about the local birds, and we're going to make a fun little treat to hang out back for our birds. So.
Okay, I'm seeing on Friday the 13th, Crafty Creation Snow Globe Craft. Is that a class you're teaching?
It is, and I will tell you.
That'd be a great Christmas gift to make a snow globe.
Exactly. We do so many fun things. Our craft class has grown from just a few people to now 30 plus, so it's a great way to come socialize, make new friends.
Well, this has been so informative this morning. Been speaking with Dawn Dorman, who's a community relations specialist, and Sarah K. Hubbard, social worker with Oshner & Navant Healthcare, 65 plus. Oh my gosh, you've gone through so many things, so many important things, and we are just so, so happy to have you here on the show this morning. Give that address and phone number and website and Facebook one more time.
Sure.
Just a minute left.
Yes, 1095 East 9 Mile Road, our current location. That is open, accepting patients. We are accepting patients for our Bellevue location as well. If you're interested in that address, 5998 Mobile Highway, and then 850-558-4665.
Thank you, Dawn and Sarah Kay with Oshner & Navant Health 65 Plus. We'll see you next time, and thank you all. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news at News Radio 92.3.